The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 14th of December, 2022, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green and Guardian Radio AM, Man Down, Mashup Wednesday, as we lead into the Christmas season. Now, joining us today, again, it's Mr. Ian Munnings. Good morning, sir.
Pleasure, good morning.
How you do?
Wonderful.
Good. Mr. Newry, how are you doing?
Good yawning this morning. I always copying your words when I'm on your show, man.
Wait, look here.
It's very good to be here. Happy holidays, everybody. We already start celebrating here at Guardian Radio, and we just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year, of course.
Absolutely. On our show, at least today. Today is our show. Now, would you like to introduce what it is we're doing today? Oh, you already doing it. I want to say good morning and thank you to the cookie caterer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this cookie's good.
For catering these cookies this morning. Dear Tina, I selected a cookie you like. I haven't eaten it yet. That may be your only Christmas gift. Because the people thief the tree, Cecil, and I had the gifts hidden under the tree. I figure that's the most obvious.
You know what they say? The national Christmas tree?
The one that was stolen. Obviously, that wasn't the national one. That was your boy own. Mm. I mean, you put it in plain sight, right? Like, if you have information, you put it right in the book because they ain't going there. So I figure I can hide my gifts under the tree. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going to look there.
Is it on Bay Street?
It was on Bay Street. I'm trying to figure out where it is now.
The tree gone? Like the money?
Allegedly. Allegedly and apparently somebody stole.
Misappropriated.
Yeah, maybe.
Removed.
Mislocated.
Yes.
Yeah. The national tree.
It may be in the Pine Yard.
See, Cecil? That's why we have, he's a genius. Mm-hmm. Hide it in plain sight in the Pine Yard. But look here, when I go, I just go look for the gifts. And that'll be the track, the trail to lead me to the tree. Anyway, I just want to say to whoever took a national tree and whoever vandalized the Christmas display in, I think it was maybe Stapledon in the community, I hope that your underarms itch and you perpetually have the arms of pterodactyls. You know, like they're short, like your underarms itch, but you can never scratch them. That is the only appropriate.
You gotta put some lumps under the arm for that.
That's mean, man. Dear Bahamas, we cannot be doing that to each other. A community came together to provide something nice for the children. Most of all, I mean, I go in. Don't say that your event is under 12 only or like under 30 only. I go in with my old self. I go in to share in the Christmas spirit. And I can sing a song too. And I mean, if I stop singing, hopefully you let me stay, right? But people who steal Christmas gifts and displays and who vandalized them. We have no space for you here. You didn't even accompany it with a thesis. Like if you had put a stamp a thesis on it, and Bahamians should re-examine their relationship to religion and spirituality, then maybe we would have considered it a community act. But you just break up the things with no purpose. And the particular community you went into, the whole point of putting it together was to provide a positive experience for those who may not have one otherwise.
Well, I hope the CCTVs were working and the CCTVs would have been on to catch them. That's another thing.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely. And I hope when they put up the free Wi-Fi in the park, they put up CCTV cameras to monitor the infrastructure and Definitely. That we could capture them.
Definitely. Vandalism is not a nice thing, and I think that they should do something about that because yeah. you're destructing things that are in your community or a community at large, and that affects everybody around you.
Right, and little kids
Definitely
as well.
Little children.
And the people who would put their hands together to raise money or donate money with no tangible financial return expected, right?
That's seeing the community do well.
Yeah, that's not on. We're not supporting that. We're not tolerating that. And I want to say to the weed man, I hope you already put them by them on your list of no gifts for Christmas. No weeds for them. Like that's maybe that's the only strategy we have, right? It's like bad man need to turn to other bad man and say, there are things that we're not going to tolerate, gentlemen.
But there were times that used to be like that. There were times when persons were known to in the community to be a certain way, but they ensured that nothing in those communities. So if you know that this particular person's here, you can't come in this area and steal nothing, no bumper, no headlights. Mm-hmm. That was an issue with the individuals that were doing the little bush kind of thing.
And some people may say, oh, Aaron and Ian, y'all are romanticizing the past, right? That's like you making it grander than it was, and you sort of ignoring certain things. But I think there was a time when there were some hard and fast rules, right? And you knew if you broke those rules, the community would respond.
Definitely.
You know, and I think there's some things that we need to turn back to as communities, right? There are things that we're just not going to tolerate. We're not going to tolerate taking advantage of young people, or we call sort of simple-minded people. We're just not going to tolerate that, you know? And I think it's time for Bahamians to start stepping up. But that's just a little intro. Mr. Nuri,
okay.
I would like you to tell the people about our giveaway this Christmas.
Yes. Actually, we want to celebrate Christmas here, right? So... Guardian Radio AM, we plan to celebrate Christmas by giving back, giving prizes out, giving gifts out. And how are we going to do that? We're going to ask questions. We're going to ask some trivia. Yeah. And if you're able to answer the trivia, you can come to the Guardian Radio at the reception desk and collect your prize. Right. We have some good prizes. We have a number of vendors who say, hey, you send that and do that. And we have our own products that we do sell for our pop-ups that we are going to make available to the lucky persons who happen to win. The trivia questions.
Absolutely. I want to say that you do not have to be a Christian or celebrate Christmas to participate in this 12 days of Christmas giveaways. It's just the 12 days of happy holidays. Actually, that did sound okay. 12 days of happy holidays. Cecil, we may have to change the name right away.
Yeah.
Stop the presses. I'm just saying, because we want it to be inclusive. There are a number of religious holy days and holidays between the beginning of December and the new year, mm-hmm. not just the Christian celebration of Christmas, right? And I know we have Kwanzaa.
Yes.
That's one of them.
December 26th.
Yeah. And then there are a number of religions that sort of celebrate around the winter solstice,
mm-hmm.
including Christians.
December 21st.
In case you didn't know. Anyway, I think we want people to know that it's not just exclusive to Christians or to people who celebrate Christmas.
Hanukkah.
Right? Because there's like, say that one again.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jewish thing.
And then there are Christians who are like, they're cultural Christians.
Ramadan.
In the sense, well, doesn't that one rotate?
I think it's December sometime too.
Yeah.
Ramadan is in Christmas time. Yeah.
They're what we call cultural Christians.
Cultural Christians.
Yeah, like they don't go to church every Sunday
mm-hmm.
or every service every Sunday, but they show up for the most important holy days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Christmas, I mean, Eden days.
You mean New Year's Day?
I mean, right? And I think a lot of us mark our celebrations sort of around food. But most of all, it's the camaraderie. It's the being with friends and family, you know, and whatever it takes.
That's the spirit of it.
Yeah. To get friends and family together again.
Yeah. Yeah. To celebrate the most important time around, I believe that. More than ever, the families, I think, need to unite back and speak to each other and, you know, whatever petty things that they may be experiencing, that they hash those things out and get together and say, you know what? We are family. There's too many things that has transpired during this period. Like, we had a COVID lockdown for 3 years. We had persons passed away. Mm-hmm. We had an increase of murders and slayings in
and
the
then,
streets.
And then the Valley Boys left Bay Street.
Yeah, the Valley.
They just walk off.
But they're back now.
I mean, that's what they say.
I say they're back now.
You must use a valley.
In the heart of it.
Use a valley?
In the heart of it.
I didn't realize use a valley. I wouldn't have talked like that about the valley. I'd have talked harder about the valley if I had known use a valley. But listen, we got a couple of texts. We got a call. Let's get to them. Let's give out our first question. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to start selling sweet cream.
Because of prisoners? Because that's the only way you get sweet cream for.
No, because prisoners don't have money. But I heard that...
They sell cell phone.
There's a new prisoner.
They may get a sponsor now.
This is what I say in here.
I like that. I like that.
I hope you're ready to distribute. Anyway.
What do you want? Different things is going to happen now. He's going to have to readjust himself from having the Albany kind of toilets that has the water spouting to compare to the bucket.
Body.
Because I think you're going to see the fastest. I think you're going to
jail
see
is revamping
the fastest
now.
Government renovation project ever in life. Mm. I think they can renovate quickly. I just want to say to our world's economic leaders, like, if you want to come to the Bahamas and get lockup, we welcome you. Just
but how do you
part of our tourism product?
But yeah, just bring like $1 million to put on your commissary.
But how do you renovate a bucket?
Buddy, let me tell you.
Properly.
You just exactly
with pipes.
Exactly. You don't know how this thing goes. Let's get to the caller. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock, Guardian Radio AM mashup.
And a pleasant good morning, Miss Green and Mr. Nuri and yes, in our place.
Good morning, sir.
This is Parky. Now I would like to take a moment to say a special thank you to you guys. God, we come into another God spare our lives, we make it to the end of another year.
Yes.
I would like to thank you talk show hosts, all of you, and all the stations that took time out to keep this little country buzzing during the day and sometimes even during the night.
Yes, sir.
I think you go uncelebrated many times. I think also we should take time out to even thank the talk show guests that texted, that called in, that takes some of the abuse from some of you. Because I always said this. I have watched talk shows come and go. Talk show hosts come and go. When you first come on, you want everybody to call you.
Yes.
You want to get popular.
Yes, sir.
Then you get popular.
Uh-huh.
Then you stop everybody who made you popular.
That's like dating. You. Hold on, Sparky, I got to cut you.
Hold on a second.
Producer cut Sparky. Look here, Sparky. You see what you say? That's what I did miss in the class. Cut him. It's a revelation, Sparky. That's what I did miss in the class. That's exactly what it is. Because you got to get popular, and then you got to choose one, and then you guys, I mean, two or three, and then you got to stick with them. Okay, Sparky, you still there? Sparky, you still there?
You always going to be the top of the class. Talk over everybody on every show. That is good. But you got to give somebody else a break.
But Sparky, you can't call and shade me like that and not expect me to respond with a little
talk.
Shade.
See, what I like with you is you can take big talk.
Yes, sir.
See, there's some people, they can't take man talk. They can't take big talk, you know. They're very timid.
Yes.
They block you because they can't take what you say.
Yes.
See, like Mr. Nuri could tell you, when women get mad with one another, they don't talk to one another for years.
I telling you.
When men get mad with one another, they cuss one another out,
mm-hmm.
and they end that argument right there. They tell the bartender, give my boy a drink.
True.
That's the end of that. Me and Mr. Nui done row. We done finished with that. But the only thing we do, we ain't tell one another but each other ma.
Good, because we don't do that round here.
No, it's your pop, your brother, your cousin, anybody. But don't tell the fella nothing but his ma and his daughter.
That's right. don't you
looking
do
for
it.
AK-47.
But we don't promote that, yes.
No, we don't do that.
Yes.
But we can row the fellas.
Yeah.
But I don't think big grown men could get to the point where on a talk show, because you disagree with somebody, you could tell the producer, block Sparky for life.
Don't watch nothing. I got to go, Sparky.
When Sparky was...
I
got to
go, Sparky. Producer, play some music. Sparky, I love you. I just reach here, man. I still ain't even secure me a man. Yes, and you put me in the hot seat. But Sparky, I appreciate what you're saying. And thank you to all the talk show hosts, you know, that come and try to bring some positive energy to the place. You know, that, and that's what it's about. There's a lot of news. There's lots of things to talk about that we need to talk about. But at the end of the day, you can't leave people with a burden greater than they had when they turned on the radio. Your job is to take some of that burden, help them, give them some tools to help them hold that burden, you know, while they're holding it. And so I'd like to remind people, I'm so glad Sparky called in to remind you all that I am not a journalist. I am an entertainer and I sell Chikchanis on the side. You know, and so I hope that I bring some laughter to your day, and I help you hold the burdens that you hold in a little easier as you go through your day. That's all we could do.
But you ain't that funny.
I mean, that's why I say it's hoping.
Okay.
I thought I emphasized the hope part. Yeah. You don't have to be funny. Sometimes you just be truthful.
I just let you know.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're not funny.
Then I almost forget the mashup part. Okay, so here's some text. Aaron, I really think BDOC need to let SPF out, especially if the prison doesn't have vegan food and how he needs his medication. Also, I don't think they're acceptable for white people. What do you think?
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Dear Rastafarian community, this is it. This is your moment. Because their text, do you know how many vegans been in that place? And they'll tell you right now they've been petitioning for the vegan food and for the other medication food, the food. They've been advocating for that for years. Hopefully Sam Bankman-Fried will change the tone. Hopefully his presence there will cause people to see the light.
It'll bring some media attention, definitely, but when it'll bring the changes.
We're talking about media attention. Let me read the first question for the giveaway.
Go ahead.
And then let's talk about what happened at the Magistrate Courts complex yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, so first question. All of these answers can be found, if you don't know them, can be found on the internet. All of these questions, if you go to a search engine, you could find them on the internet. And you could find the answers too. Okay, first question. Who won the 1973 Boxing Day Parade? Who won the Boxing Day Parade night of our independence?
I'm sure Sparky can call in on that.
Yeah. He could call in. Sparky, you could definitely call back, though.
If he knows the answer.
Right. But
he said he was in it.
And we get the first prize. Give that and collect that at the reception.
If you want to tell him what the first prize is, right?
When you come, you get it. The prize there. Whatever it is there, he get it.
Okay.
Whoever she or she.
All right. Do we want to tell them what the list, what the range of prizes are?
Yeah, you can do that. We have a lot of things, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're still collecting things. There are a number of persons who are calling in and say, hey, man, I want to be a part of that list. Of giveaways, so the prizes range.
Right. So we're starting today. Here are the prizes that we are giving away.
Yeah.
We start with a $100 gift certificate to Healthy Lifestyle Deli, donated by the ladies from Craft Cottage. And what it is it's an opportunity to explore a new culinary and consumption culture. An opportunity to explore a new diet, a new way of eating. A gift given by Nadine and Fina from Craft Cottage.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So
that's first gift. The next gift is a Seasonal Sunshine Beloved Body gift set.
Nice.
Third gift is a Seasonal Sunshine and SG Ranch Fire in the Hole gift set. It's spicy.
It's spicy.
It's spicy. And then we have...
Oh, of course, we have a CA's pepper sauce. That's a high-end type thing, especially if you like pepper.
Right.
Oh, that's for the grill?
Yeah, that's for the grill.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
We got
a big bottle of that, too, by the way.
Oh, that's a sailor's choice.
A gift certificate from the Conk celebrity.
Yes, Popeye the Conk celebrity. $50 worth of Conk. He has the best Conk salad in the Bahamas, they say.
and he has different types of conch salad. So that's what he's popular for.
Right.
Like conch skin and whelk salad and with a curb salad.
Yeah.
All kind of different strange
traditional
salad.
Thing.
Yeah. And then you have, of course, the traditional salad and then yeah, you have these exotic salads. So, but an idea that you have exotic salad for you to experiment.
But you know, that's the good. People on the islands, what you call an exotic salad? Whelk and curb salad?
They put mayonnaise in thing.
All right. We got two callers on the line. Dear Texters, this is a competition for callers. This is a competition for the callers.
Yes.
The numbers
are
323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. The first question is, who won the 1973 Boxing Day Parade? I see we got two callers already on the line. Let's go to that first caller. Good morning, caller. Hi, how are you?
Yes, I'm great. It was the Valley Boys in 1973, Christmas.
Box, that's not what the Bahamas government website says, madam.
Yeah. Is it the Saxons?
No, it can't be guessing twice.
No, it's not.
I mean, that's a good try.
I'm sorry. But you could always call back in and try again. Good morning, caller. Are you ready to answer the question? I'm sorry, caller. All right, we got another call coming in. Good morning, caller. Are you ready to answer the question?
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Is it the Music Maker?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Let me see
how smart you are. What was the theme? It's just a free, no prize. Just
700 Islands.
Yes, ma'am. Way to go.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Wait now, listen. Don't go. Give your name and a telephone contact to the producer, please. We will contact you and let you know which prize you won.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too.
The Music Makers won the Boxing Day Parade in 1973. Now, listen.
I didn't even know they was around during that time.
They were like one of the first drunken groups, man. The Vikings and things like that.
I didn't.
Now, I pulled this question and the next question from the Bahamas government website. Dear Junkanoo community, if the answers that I've pulled from the Bahamas government website are wrong, please call or text in and let me know. And then we're going to let the government know that we need to let the Junkanooers document the Junkanoo history.
Mm.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so I got a text here, man. Aaron, why you disqualify the texters, man? I'll listen, though. Because the modes are different. See, you could text instantly, and I could get a bunch of texts all come in at the same time, but I could only take one caller at a time. And that's why it's more sort of effective to do the caller.
And perhaps in the future, we'll have like one question for texters alone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll win that one prize.
Absolutely. In fact, I will commit to that.
Yeah.
If I get to find extra prizes in our next week's giveaway,
yeah,
we will definitely have two questions just for texters.
Yes.
But it's going to be something like you got to be the 13th texter, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see we got a caller on the line, but I ain't say the next question yet. So I'm going to say the next question.
Go ahead.
So the next question, which group won the 9th New Year's Day Parade? Which Junkanoo group won the 1973 New Year's Day Parade? Do not say the Valley, Mr. Because I have a feeling you just gonna say the Valley for every single answer. Okay, a couple more. Let's get to the text line. Producer, when you get a chance, we get to that call. It says, good morning. Can someone in government assist with... Okay, so we're going to need the environmental health team to go into Stapleton Gardens this morning on Turnquest Avenue. There is a deceased animal on the sidewalk, and it's making it difficult for people to traverse the roads safely. Dear environmental health, Turnquest Avenue, Stapleton Gardens. Okay, we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Hi, good.
Good, good. You ready to answer the question?
Yeah, the Foxwoods.
Who won the 1973 New Year's Day Parade?
Yeah.
No, ma'am, I'm sorry. No, according to the Bahamas government website, that is not the correct answer.
I was so sure with the answer, though.
Because I sure, too, because you know Saxons, supposed to win everything. Because we are the best. I mean, they are the best. I'm a spirit.
Was it all a dream?
My mother said, you know, when you're Anglican, when you get confirmed, right? Mm-hmm. The pastor walking in, he told me, he said, look here. Because I used to go to the Methodist summer youth camps, Highton Methodist Church and Methodist Family, and teach vacation Bible school and go to be a counselor at summer camp. And my Reverend Joaquin, he said, listen, you're an Anglican, okay? Just mm-hmm. remember you're an Anglican. You're born Anglican and you're dead an Anglican. And my mother, when I was born, apparently there was another part of the service. She said, look, you are born a Saxons mm-hmm. and you could die as whether you grow up and live on the Fort Hill or not. Mm-hmm. That's your lot in life. So I was rushed with the spirit, but apparently I'm a Saxons, Mr. Munnings.
Just in 73 or when it was.
When you was born?
He's a child.
He's a baby. Okay, we got a caller. Sorry for taking so long. Good morning, caller. Good morning.
Good morning to Mr. Neary.
Hey, good morning to you, man.
Is it a Viking?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Okay, you ready? You want some bonus points? I don't know what you could do with them. You can't pay VAT with them or nothing, but you could get them.
If I can't pay VAT with it, I could try to use it to FTX.
Oh. Yes, ma'am. You understand. Okay. Who were the Vikings before they became the Vikings?
I knew that. I can't remember. Mr. Neary, help me out.
That's before I born.
Ask Ian, he only know about Junkanoo.
I was going to say the Congos.
No, man, the Congos. They from Step Street. Yeah.
I know the Congos.
Yeah, no, they from Step Street. No.
They say in 73.
Okay.
They go back.
Before the Vikings became the Vikings, they were the Arawaks.
That's what I was told
by someone.
Yes, they were from the Chippenham area.
Yes, ma'am. You know.
Yes.
Okay, so another bonus. Maybe we can keep this.
Remember to leave your name with the producer so you can have the gift and come and collect it at the Guardian station.
Name and number.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Cecil.
Mm-hmm.
More text. Okay. I don't know what to say. This takes. I can let you see it. I don't like a text. I don't like that. Man, Sparky sounds like he's trying to replace Queen's English with that effusive thank you British accents. Let me tell you all something. What you saw on display there was definitely a remnant of our British culture. What Sparky displayed was the thing called diplomacy. The British are very good at it. You know who good at it too? Family Islanders from the South. Diplomacy, that's when people cuss you off and then you tell them thank you for such kind words. That's what that was. Sparky, the people hear you. The people hear you. Another text. Aaron, why you disqualify the texters? Okay, another one. Aaron, I really think BDOC need to let SPF. Okay. Oh, because they said he doesn't think Fox, these conditions are suitable for white people. I mean, it's not suitable for people who have good lawyers.
If my Bahamian people are going to be subjected to go in those places,
yeah,
then anyone from anywhere in any part of the world, they should be able to subject themselves to the same thing. Now, if they want correction, then deal with the government. Point blank.
I like that. I mean, that's the thing. If it's good enough for Bahamians, then it's good enough for anybody else. Right? And if it ain't good enough for other people, then it must be ain't good enough for Bahamians either. So if you're going to make allowances for foreigners, then you must fix the problem for Bahamians.
Definitely.
Without a doubt.
No. What if they have like diabetes and we don't have
Bahamians have diabetes
and we don't have the medical equipment in the prison? Surely that prisoner has to be released immediately to go back home.
We have Bahamians that have diabetes. But, we have Bahamians that have sugar. We have Bahamians.
Those that can get stay here and get locked up.
This is a sound argument, right?
They have a home, don't they?
Yeah, okay.
It's a sound argument. If your diabetic condition is life threatening, then and you don't have a, even if you have a life sentence, right? Even if you have a life sentence, this idea that you die in prison with a life sentence, That's all. These things are not acceptable.
But it's different because the institution that we used to call Your Majesty's Prison is no longer an institution called that. It's called now a correctional facility,
listen,
so it changes.
Listen, this is important, Ian, because the people in the paper say the boy gone to HMP.
No, ma'am.
Yes.
No, ma'am.
That's what I read.
It is correctional now. It's no longer a prison, so they cannot use. So they cannot use the terminologies and the things that they would have done during the era it was a prison, compared now correction.
I mean,
so they have to upgrade themselves to correctional status.
You're not wrong. You're not incorrect. I'm just saying that I'm sure that I read in one or two publications that this boy going to his Majesty's prison.
He might be getting maximum then.
Okay, another text. Great show as usual, Miss Green. Me and Naughty putting together to get Sam a MiFi box from Alive so in the cell he could watch the Android box without buffering. Are you putting money with us for the purchase? I can be honest with you. I already spend most of my money on a down payment for the sign that say collect sweet cream here. Mm-hmm. But this is great. Great show. The situation with Sam is going to be more embarrassing because when the USA News reporters go to interview him and they see the condition of the prison, human rights will
Time's Earth.
Be all over. Okay, this is... Okay.
Interview you where?
If they go to the prison, it's time.
You ever see anyone go to the prison to interview anybody?
Clint Watson.
No, they have a special thing that they got permission from the commissioner of prison.
But we're talking about international persons coming in the country now.
You see what happened with the international press to the court? The judge put them out. You believe we some rinky dink place?
Are you sure it was international press or just national press?
All of the press came there. International, national.
But I only heard
maybe CNN and all of those other persons.
They were put out.
I only heard Bahamians complaining. Every international and local were removed from a particular area.
Yes, yes, you get put out.
Were they put outside the facility entirely?
Well, they were put out of the gate. You know, not can't be blocking the judge and blocking the court.
Yeah, the rules have changed now.
Yeah, they had that.
The rules have changed.
Hold on, let's stick a pin. Good morning, caller.
Your guest, Ian Newey, and the other gentleman, I forget his name, he's always on your show.
Ian Munnings.
Yeah, Mr. Munnings, he's very bright. Mr. Green, I'm hoping that the person who texted Sam Bankman-Fried about Sam Bankman-Fried in the prison, right?
Uh-huh.
And you don't deserve to go there and saying white people shouldn't go there. I thought that was, I mean, I'm hoping that they were being, they were joking,
facetious,
right?
Yeah, I think they were.
They put LOL because I've never heard such pathetic BS in my life, right? Now, the last text, who talked about the conditions at the prison? Yeah, it dungeon, right? And I was there twice. Yeah, they took me there. You don't go there. So I was in maximum, and I had a chance to be in remand. And so the remand center was the new center at the time. I don't know how much years it had already been built. But even in that, the shower was so pathogenic until I had to wear shoes to go inside. I didn't even take off my shoes to catch a shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's right by the window, the draft coming through. So they don't care about you. So the fact that they're talking about Sam Bankman-Fried, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a joke for you in Syria. Listen to me. The news media didn't watch him. I didn't even think he's in prison. He might be spending some. He might be locked down somewhere else, maybe Atlantis or maybe in the doctor's office in the prison.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, 52.
Some special place, but he's not in one of those cells.
52. That boy lock up in a house with his mummy.
I'm telling you because you know, Aaron, the text highlighted some very serious things because mm-hmm. once people see the conditions in that dungeon,
mm-hmm.
which is likened to I liken it to the bottom of a slave ship. There are some of the cells in the G block has no lights. We know there is no bathroom, and mm-hmm. there's a big fan in the hallway. And so the fact that you had three prisoners died over like a short period of time in what they call them mentally incapacitated, right?
Yeah.
But what most people don't know, any guy who be in the prison know that the talk is always all the crazy guys in the F block.
Mm-hmm.
So just talk about them going to prison. This is the common trend. Send them in the F block. This is what it is. Very white feces in the wall and all these different things. All type of pathogenic conditions it mentioned. Even Dawn the other day, know that tuberculosis, they test you, you go in negative, you come out, you test it positive for the mm-hmm. mantle. You know, it's all kind of lawsuit against the government. And Mr. Munnings is correct. I think he's saying as far as the upgrade to the correction, but, you know, and they get that status. It's just a euphemistic BS. They haven't corrected anything, man. Bless them.
Thank you, 52. Thank you for making the point.
Right? We need to be reminded of such things, you know. Perhaps we need to be more critical and more loud in regards to things happening at the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Because we tend to forget. Once they get there, once you were sent there, taken there. You say, man, that's between you and God. But these are human beings in a way.
But these are our children,
yeah. And these are our children. And you say it's supposed to be rehabilitation. I'm not sure if
that's happening.
If that can happen in such
in the conditions.
Right. And that's the point. And that's why this conversation about it's one of okay, we're not talking politics. When the Minister of National Security say you need $40 million for a new prison, I don't question it. I don't question it, right? I get it. The place been old, been obsolete. $40 million is nothing compared to the obligation that we have to these people, compared to the obligation we have to the wider society to do what you say, Ian, which is to rehabilitate these people, help them to rehabilitate themselves before they come back out on the street.
Definitely, because if we house them as animals somewhere, and I believe that that's the only thing that they're going to portray when they get out.
Yeah.
Some of those persons that are entering into that system, whether it be for Mr. Minor situations, they are going amongst those persons and they have to then adapt to the environment that they're in. Mm-hmm. So if you're now putting a minimum of 6 to 8 people in a small 10 by 10 cell, and then they have a bulkhead where you have a bunch of young men that are in that, and then some of them are coming from places where there is lack of love, or they're coming from places where they have less of things that they're used to, what do you do then when you're sending someone who has a traffic ticket or maybe child support? Now he's in there. He has to confine himself in this environment and he has to now adapt to that environment. And then he feels that he's attached to these people and he has to come back out in society. But when he comes out, he is now attached to these individuals that he has been in a cell with for a year or maybe a year and a half. So he feels obligated in a sense. And after you would have put that in, that can happen. Either he adapts.
Yeah.
Or you see he could die.
It's trauma bonding, right? It's trauma bonding, and we sort of get it. I got a caller, but before I go to the caller, let me throw this question out there. So we all know, I mean, 52 is not wrong. We all know what's going down and going on at the prison. So the question is, why would a man like Sam Bankman-Fried opt, right, to take the risk of being incarcerated, whether remanded or incarcerated at Her Majesty's prison?
Because he's never been there before.
Versus, that boy he could afford ICE, versus a minimum or medium security facility, federal facility in the United States of America. Like, why would you then opt?
He can't fight it. I mean, if the U.S. wants him, at the end of the day, he'll be gone. We had Bahamians
Hold on, pause. We have a whole thing called the Constitution.
We had Bahamians whose rights were violated when they, too, were still standing on trial here in the country, or when their cases was not really finished, but they were extradited out.
All right, let's stick a pin. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I hear you in the back. I heard you in the back. Okay. Another text. Aaron, if I could remember a case where a prisoner was released because they had issues with diabetes, check The Guardian.
Just recently.
Cecil referenced it. They need to let him out because he has depression. Pause. Hold on. Wait. Don't do that, Ian. Why you had to qualify it? Like, somehow this plays back. What is mental depression? Because I think I have a physical depression where my body is just so sad it refuses to exercise.
Oh, Lord.
And I think, because I can try this with my insurance agent.
Yes. Now.
I don't know if depression is the reason why we release people from their convictions. But we got callers, and then I want to give out the last question, Cecil.
Yeah.
Good morning. You are online.
Answer your question in reference to I'm opting to, you know, go to
The prison here versus right? The state, yeah.
Listen, he never thought in a million years or billion years it would happen.
Did he be arrested?
It's a they versus us mentality, and he seemed to be very special.
I got you.
And I put that in parentheses. But he just never thought that prison was, especially over here, that their mentality is that they can go into the courts and they can sing a good game and go and run the script.
Uh-huh.
And I was shocked when I heard the judge reminded him. I thought he would have gotten bail, you know, but he never thought that it was would have happened. You know, people think that because they live in a penthouse, they live in this bubble that thinks that, you know, it won't happen to them. That's why they come to these countries. That's why they look at us as if we are not on their level. And, you know, but I know right now he's still in the days. He's still in the days wherever he is. He's locked up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but you all enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
You know, I'm going to say, she reminded me. I know exactly what condition that is. That's when you have more dollars than cents.
But we can't let nothing happen to that boy. So that boy can be in medical or something like
that. I don't know, Ian. Listen.
I doubt they can put him in somewhere where they can beat him. Like, if they put him in a cell with those, what we call bad men.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he could last. So they're not going to put him in that and cause a bigger scandal.
So, mind you, I plan to talk about FTX on the next side,
okay.
Next side of the conversation, right?
Uh-huh.
But the question is, do the Bahamas government have a duty of care to keep SBF safe?
Definitely.
Right?
I mean,
and especially being a billionaire, especially being high-profile case, especially that he's going to be extradited shortly, I assume. Should he be in the general population?
No, he shouldn't.
Or should we separate him?
And we should automatically separate him.
And put him where?
There are places that they do put people.
They call it solitary confinement.
No, they do put them in safe havens. We have officers that already went to prison.
Where that
they
is?
Go in a special part.
But we have an officer in prison now. I don't know if that room could be available.
But I'm just saying.
I know, you're right.
You can put him in a particular, because the scandal, if something happens to him, mm-hmm. would be far greater.
It sounds like he needs to have a roommate.
It'll be far greater. Okay. So, we have to then look out or secure that asset. He's an asset. Mm. You have the whole lot of asset.
They call him an asset.
He's an asset. Mm. Whether you believe it or not.
That's what the Prime Minister meant.
Whether you believe it or not.
He's an asset. You can host them. Okay, Ian, let's go to the caller. And then before we transition, I want to read the third question.
Yeah.
So people have time to find the answer by the next segment. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. Happy Merry Christmas season. Greetings to everyone, all the listeners around the world. Poppy, Aaron, I just want to say this is a good opportunity, I believe, for all of the politicians, including cabinet ministers, who might have been involved with this FTX / scheme thing,
uh-huh.
to come open, come clean right now. Come clean before them people, before you do could go over there in February
uh-huh.
and explain why, you know,
mm-hmm.
you was involved and what you was doing and what you taught. This is a good opportunity. Don't wait till the investigators over in the United States, because most of the times we ain't finding nothing new here, but when they do the investigating over, now we know this and now we know that. So if any politicians, FNM, PLP, or whosoever involved with the scheme or whatever was done with Sam, they need to just come clean to the Bahamian people. What about the prison man the other day? You read how expensive the food was, one piece of wing, one piece of chicken, and a couple of grain of rice or whatever, but $15 or $16. Why did it stop? And did they stop the people from carrying food for the people up there because of the pandemic or what?
No.
Or that making them feel like they ain't being punished enough?
They stopped the individuals from bringing in food into the prisons because there are a lot of cases where person with trafficking contraband during the food.
Yeah, from that time. That's what we get officers for. All they need to do is just keep the investigation, keep checking the food out and doing everything. See, everyone can't afford to send their family member money up there to buy food. And is this just a question? Yeah. Is this a scheme or something?
I with you on that because
is it a scheme or something?
Listen, I will answer your question because I believe I believe the prison needs an upgrade, but it's imperative. The doors, they don't copy. Prisons are generating income and revenue from prisoners. It's a scheme in that way. Yeah, but I didn't want
to pay for their own food and stuff like that. Don't be a strain on their family members. Because some of these family members are eating these people them calling and saying they hungry and they need this, and the people them doing whatever they got to do to find that money to put it on the gate.
Yeah.
I think they need to just let the officers keep digging up in the food when they bring the food.
But
allow family members to bring the food up there to them.
And find out
if this is a scheme or someone making this money up by the prison, but $15 for one little bit of food, man. Merry Christmas, everybody, including the people in the prison. Keep up the good work, Aaron.
Sir, but it becomes bigger than that, I think, Aaron. Because you have to also bear in mind, in the past, we have had persons then also contaminate these food, whether it be from poisoning. You don't want, you said
a
family member, you know,
that's a whole other thing. That's a good point. It's a great big security risk. Okay, we got 2 minutes. Let me read the last of these texts. Great show as usual. Trust me, they don't want nothing happen to Sam in jail. They would not let fly land on that millionaire. He's a blue-eyed baby. In prison. If you can't find your friends in Nassau, they in Albany or they in jail. I like that remix.
That's nice.
Aaron, that guy will be safe. He have money. They will take care of him. He will have money on all the prisoners' accounts. FTX money never done. Me say FTX money.
It's two songs. Look at
you. I'm telling you. They are keeping him safe by not granting him bail. Their texter is... We run out of time. I wish we could talk about that. I really do. The person who was released was also a rich white man who was convicted for firearms possession and ammunition. Federal prisons in the U.S. are like country clubs equipped with tennis courts and stuff and staff. Aaron, the foreign press has better expensive cameras which can zoom in and good live around the via satellite. Sam went sick bay. That's where the VIPs go while in jail. I hope he'd be like that woman from Old Fort Bay while she was locked up. The whole prison ate good and drank Perrier water. Dear Texter, I could be honest with you. He built the hospital. Like I said, he should have built the hospital. First of all, ain't nobody was going to lock him up. And I personally would have written a letter to my Uncle Joe explaining why we cannot lock Sam up. But if they have any prisoners they need to send to our new state-of-the-art hospital, we will find space for them. I had to write that letter myself.
Well, Bishop said the money gone. He didn't buy all the corned beef. And no, all the tuna.
No, no. Most important part is they done eat all the corned beef and the tuna, because I had to go on straight there and take the tuna and the corned beef back. But I have more dollars than cents.
You can't take it with the people belly.
I have a problem. Anyway, that's the music, Ian. We got to transition into the next hour, the On The Clock, Guardian Radio, AM, Man Down, Wednesday, Mash Up, where we are celebrating our 12 days of Christmas. That's the 12 days of holiday giveaways.
Yes.
Special. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.
The very one rejoicing. For yonder breaks the new and
a local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays, too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads, too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
One in every four people in the Bahamas face some level of food insecurity. Through our annual Feed 5000 program, AML Foods remains steadfast in our commitment to help those struggling with hunger and will donate 5,000 to provide holiday meals from November 14th to December 19th. Show your support and donate at the register at any Solomon's, Costrite, Solomon's Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's locations in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.